We are joined by Chase Goodbread of the Tuscaloosa News, and he is, of course, covers the Crimson Tide of Alabama. And we'll, I assume you'll be in Orlando this weekend for the game?
Been in Orlando since Sunday night.
Okay. I trust you're having a good stay in Central Florida.
Much as possible. The weather's not near as bad here as it is north of here. So we escaped to maybe the warmest place on the East Coast. We're pretty happy about that.
Well, that is good. Well, we all know what happened the last time Alabama was on the field. To this point in practice and getting back into the routine, how do you think this Alabama team has responded to the Auburn loss?
You know, I think getting the taste of the Auburn game out of the players' mouths is a priority. How they feel about themselves and their ability to have a better season in 2011 is something that this game is going to play some kind of a role in. So, yeah, I think they need this game in order to go into the off season, you know, the conditioning program and all that with their heads right, because obviously the way they finished the regular season isn't the way they want it.
Breaking down this matchup between these two teams, if you're Alabama, what is your biggest chance to exploit Michigan State in what phase of the game?
You know, I think handling Greg Jones, the middle linebacker at Michigan State, is going to be a really big challenge for Alabama. The guy's made over 100 tackles this season. He's made, I think, over 400 in his career. He's an All-American. And really, maybe as good a linebacker as there is in the entire Big Ten. So, you know, and that could be a trouble spot for Alabama because obviously the interior offensive line and the running game between the tackles just was not what it needed to be over the second half of the season for Alabama. So I look at that as a pretty key matchup. And you know, Alabama was kind of beat up at the end of the year. They didn't have DJ Fluker for 4 or 5 games. They didn't have Barrett Jones the last 2 games, and of course the running backs have kind of been dinged up all season, and those guys have had over a month now to sort of heal up, so I think that'll be an interesting aspect to it.
And conversely, Alabama's biggest weakness, looking at Michigan State and their strengths, what do you think that is?
Well, Michigan State's offense is pretty balanced. They've got a quarterback who threw for about 2,700 yards, but they've got a 1,200-yard rusher, Edwin Baker. He's just short of 1,200 yards, I think, so far. So, you know, they can do it all. They like to run. I think they're committed to the running game, but obviously Cousins can do a lot of damage in the air. He's going to be minus one of his weapons, and B.J. Cunningham, who is one of 2 standout receivers for Michigan State, he broke his foot, and so he's out for the game. But I do think Michigan State can still put up a lot of points in this game.
Looking at 2011 and starting that, a lot of coaches talk about the bowl game being the start of the next season. How large does a win affect Alabama, and how deflating is a loss?
Well, I think a win impacts the team a little more than a loss for the most part. In general terms, you know, for any team in a bowl game, unless maybe you're talking about a national championship game, but. You know, it's for Alabama, I think this game is about how they feel about themselves, and I think for Michigan State, it's more about how they're perceived by others. You know, Michigan State's got a motivation because the Big Ten hadn't fared well in bowl games against the SEC. Michigan State themselves hadn't fared well in bowl games lately. I think they're on a stretch here where they've lost several of those in a row. So, you know, for Michigan State, I think it's about how they look, and for Alabama, it's more about how they feel.
Are there any injury notes that we don't know about yet?
No, Mark Barron, of course, which we've known for weeks, is going to miss this game with a torn pectoral muscle that he's already had surgery on and he's recovering from. Will Lowry is going to step in for him. Other than that, and of course, I mentioned before, the Cunningham kid for Michigan State will miss the game at wide receiver. Other than that, it looks like everybody's pretty much full go. A couple guys won't play for Alabama, but probably wouldn't have played anyway. B.J. Scott being one. Of course, he had some surgery near the end of the year, and so he won't play. But he was a reserve and hardly played to begin with. And, yeah, they got a couple other reserves that are not going to play that haven't really seen the field this year either.
Nick Saban said that Greg McElroy would be the quarterback because he was owed the opportunity. But if it gets to be a one-sided contest to the end of the game, do you see A.J. McCarron getting a chance to come in and get some reps?
I do, and I think Nick Saban will probably treat it like any other game. He did the same thing during the regular season when Alabama was able to run away with a game. They went ahead and put McCarron in there. So I don't think he'll necessarily treat this game any different than a regular season game. McElroy is obviously a fifth-year senior, and Saban said he deserves to start, he deserves to play, and he deserves not to be pulled just to get somebody else a few more passes. So I don't expect it to be a blowout either. I think it'll be a close game. I'll be surprised if A.J. McCarron gets in there, but if he does, then can't do anything but help him.
Fair enough. Chase Goodbread of the Tuscaloosa News, thanks so much for being with us.
All right, take it easy.